Every time I put these on, I forget how I do it.
We are, so the meeting will have about the same format as the last time, so same as much switching over. I've just left on my first two meetings. I have mailed you the minutes of the last meeting, just to save time.
Okay, cool.
And is there any questions you had that arise from the last meeting that particularly bothering you?
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay, cool. Then we shall start with a presentation from Raj.
Yeah. Hi, me Raj again. In this meeting I'm going to discuss about the trend watching. How this trend is going to affect our market potential and how important it is. So we have to look on this. First of all, methodology. The methodology to find out the trend was done in a way. We have done a not only recent mood control market survey, but we also considered the latest fashion trends of the market, because we think that this is also a factor which will affect our sales and profit. So what are our findings? In our findings, we have seen that when we did our remote control market survey, we found that people do have preference for those fancy mobile remote controls which look and feel very good, rather than having a functional look and feel good. So this clearly indicates their preference for the design, their outlook of the remote controls. So we should consider this factor as the most important factor. Because this factor is twice as important, the second factor, which is further twice as important as the third factor. So this factor becomes the most important factor in designing our remote controls.
The last one is most important. Obviously.
No, the first one is the outlook of the mobile. It should have a fancy outlook.
Okay.
It's a fancy design.
Okay.
Rather than just having a functional look and feel good, it should have a fancy look and feel good. The second most important aspect is that remote control should be a technologically innovative. We must have some technological advancement in the remote control, that rather than just putting it as it is, as the other remote controls are. So it should be technologically innovative, like glow in the dark or speech recognition, something like that. So that indicates our technological advancement.
Mm-hmm.
And the third most important aspect in the to take into consideration is that it should be easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it shouldn't be too much complicated. There shouldn't be too many buttons on this mobile remote control. It shouldn't be too complicated, like this way. And it should be and customers should be provided with manuals that is easy to understand in their local language, something, so that they would know how to use these remote controls. When we did our recent fashion update shows that.
Sorry,
how's
I was
it?
Just reading fruit and vegetables.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to incorporate that.
We have to, because you can see how people have related their clothes, shoes and furniture, everything with fruits and vegetables. Because the world is now changing its trend towards organic.
Okay.
Becoming more and more organic. Becoming
a big sponge lemon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yellow.
So
that's
yeah.
Very good.
So something like that we should do.
Okay.
And people, the feel of the material is expected to be spongy rather than just having a plastic look, hard look.
Well, that's good. That's what
yeah.
We kind of
yeah.
predict.
So so that they could play with it while handling it.
Okay.
So that should also be taken
okay.
into consideration. So
mm-hmm.
these are my views.
Okay,
so
the spongy, not real spongy. You can
it
you think like rubber would be good, or does it really want to be
the rubber which is good for health and which is quite disposable.
Okay.
That we can
quite
take
disposable.
Into yeah.
Okay.
Because it shouldn't be have any harm to the environment also because
okay.
our company is very well reputed for taking all these concerns into consideration.
Uh-huh.
So we don't want to have any harm to the society.
Okay.
So
cool.
That's all?
Pretty much. I know. That's what I think
Ooh.
Of when I think of
a remote control.
Remote control.
Yeah.
Let's see.
And were there any factors that weren't important in the survey that they said we don't want?
We didn't find out any such
okay.
point. yes, there could be, but we couldn't find out any.
Cool. What is it?
Function effort.
Yeah?
Hmm.
Okay.
Let me see.
Yeah, it's adjusting.
My signal. Is that under?
No,
yes,
guy,
yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
Okay. And then F5, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the interface concept. The interface specification, what people, how they interact with it, basically, I think. So the method, we looked at existing designs, what's good about them, what's bad about them, looked at their flaws, I'm going to look at their flaws and everything. And what the survey told us and what we think would be good, so a bit of imagination. The findings, I've got some pictures
it's
to show you.
That's the rocket.
Yeah. Okay, so most remote controls use graphical interface where you have got buttons and you point it rather than having the output as a stream of text or something. And it also found that there's inconsistent layout which makes it confusing. So I think for our remote control, there is some inconsistency already in existing between remote controls, but I think the standard kind of shape and play and those kind of buttons like the top right for on and off or something, I think
right,
people
okay.
find that important because it's easy to use. And we've got some pictures of some new remote controls to show you. Do I press escape F5?
No, just escape.
Escape, okay. I still have my platform. Yeah, okay. So these are some of the pictures of existing ones. I'll just talk you through them. This one is voice recognition. And that's the kind of idea we're going for. There's an LCD thing which we thought could get a bit confusing and a bit expensive as well for us. This one is got a kind of scroll like a mouse,
mm-hmm.
which
in the middle button.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not exactly sure how you'd use that. Like,
it's kind of like scroll.
If
I'm thinking the right one, I've got the same thing on the front of my monitor. You scroll it, and then when you reach the sort of menu item that you require, you press.
That's like the LCD one, is
right,
it?
Okay.
But the one below that has got like a little scroll function on the side, but I presume that the functions must come up on the TV screen.
Yeah.
I think
mm-hmm.
that's what that is. So these are just a few ideas. Again, that's just quite boring shape, grey. Looks quite space agey, but too many buttons, I think,
yeah.
on that
looks
one.
Like, looks like something else.
Yeah, it does look kind of dangerous. This one I thought was really cool. It's got the programmability function that we talked about. You can put it in there, it's for kids, and it's quite an organic shape. And the little circle around there is pretty cool. And that's really easy to use, bright. So I like this one a lot for our design. I think something like that would be good.
Yeah,
of course, yeah.
I mean, the one thing I think about these ones is these secured areas, I've seen a lot of them with the cover missing.
Right,
so
yeah.
So like have it hinged rather than sort of
yeah,
cover.
That's true, yeah. So maybe that could be built into one of things and it comes up on the TV or something. And this one, the oversized one. I don't know about you, but I think it's a bit too gimmicky. I don't think
yeah.
that will
I mean, is
sell
that
very
sort
well.
Of to assist the blind or something, isn't it?
I guess so. I don't know. I think
so
that's a
TV.
Bit.
Blind don't watch TV.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't even listen to it.
Yeah. And this one is just pointing out. I like some of these things, the raised symbols and everything, but it's pointing out that this one, the volume, it is kind of pressing down, but it would actually go up because
right,
of the shape.
Okay.
So that could that's a bit confusing. But the buttons on this, I think, are it's just showing you how you can have different buttons. They don't have to be all the same. So that's quite cool.
But people tend to recognise certain shapes to do certain things. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So there are some of the findings. So we need to combine those ones. And I've just got an email from our technical department saying that they have broken through with some new speech recognition software that you can program in. Yeah, it is, just in time, very handy. So I think maybe incorporating that in our design would be good. Is you program it, like you say, record, and then play, and then record, play machine and stuff like that. So that's, and it's much, yeah. So that's quite cool. Personal preferences, just some imagination. The raised symbols I thought were good. The LCD, it does look smart, but I think maybe for our budget, do you think that would be a bit too expensive to have
the LCD?
Yeah.
And the other stuff, I think.
And the speech recognition, because I think we're definitely going for speech recognition, are we?
But in our market survey, we have seen that people are willing to pay more. But
uh-huh.
they want the quality, they want the fancy look, they want some new design, something new.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But our budget.
Still,
yeah.
Still
yeah.
Yeah.
So even if we increase our cost a little bit, within some limits, and we give something new, technological advancement, as well as new design with fancy outlook,
uh-huh.
I think we will meet the requirements and we will be able to have a good sales
okay.
in the market.
I'm not sure if the
yeah.
25 euros, 12 euros 50
yeah.
manufacturing cost, I think that might.
I can't see that. Although, I mean, to be sure, they have got, I mean, they are going crazy with the LCD technology now, so that you've got your LCD TVs and everything, so maybe the small one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I the black and white, I guess, it just doesn't look funky enough.
No.
But, I mean, like, even mobile phones or whatever have now have colour LCD screens.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't know about the cost of them.
Uh-huh.
But price notwithstanding, is it too complicated? Is it going to be too much just overload?
Yeah, that's the thing. Because
it will be easy because there will be on LCD screen, there will be different icons. They can just click OK, whatever they want.
When you use a remote control, you never look at it, right?
Yeah.
You're looking at the
yeah.
TV.
That's true, yeah.
And it's it just seems kind of like a...
And one of the survey findings was that they want it easy to use. So I think, I'm not sure about the LCD. It's great, it's a good idea, but for our budget and for the thing we're trying to go for, easy to use, it's not the thing we should go for, I think. Child friendly, I thought this was good. As you pointed out, the bit... It often goes missing, especially with children. But it's a good shape, and the organic is kind of, we could make a vegetable-y kind of round shape, I think.
So which
yeah, oh, I mean,
yeah,
make
a carrot.
Well, since we're going for the sort of company colours, I think your lemon wasn't it?
The lemon. Well, what is that?
If it doesn't work, you know,
but we
just
don't
make
want it
a lemon.
Yeah. child-friendly, yeah. Easy to use. It seems quite easy to use. I like the different shapes of the buttons and
mm-hmm.
stuff. I think that's
I like,
a good idea.
I like the colourful buttons as well.
Yeah. And the mouse one, I thought it was a good idea because people use mouses now with this scrolling
yeah.
thing.
I mean, we are marketing to sort of 25 to 35,
yeah.
so most people will have common content with that
yeah.
kind of use.
So they'd be able to use that. And as I said, I think it, I presume it would come up on the screen.
Yeah.
So there
And
you
that
go.
means that that means you get to bump that bit to the TV when it goes.
Yeah. So that's the user interface. It's annoying. Okay, take this out now.
So I guess there are a lot of options that we're gonna have to choose from among.
Yeah,
And
looks like it.
I'll give you the I guess technical considerations for those. I wanna use the whiteboard just to make this thing.
Yeah, I was just thinking myself, same thing.
So the way I'm gonna do this is we're gonna take a look at some old remote controls, see how they work. We use the vital kind of essential pieces of it. And then we'll throw in our new innovations, keep it all in the budget. So,
Magic man.
looking inside of a very simple remote control. This is what they sent me. Okay, here's the competition, I suppose. You open it up, there's a circuit board inside. And there's a chip processor, the TA11835, which receives input from the buttons.
So this is a standard off-the-shelf kind of a chip, is it?
Right, it's very they're very cheap remote. This remote costs nothing. So that takes the signals from the buttons and translates it into a sequence of pulses that it then sends to the amplifier, which is made of some transistors and amplifiers, op amps, and then that gets sent to the LED light, which you can kind of see is that little red light bulb at the end,
Okay.
and that sends out the infrared light signal to the television. There it is. So this is kind of the bare essentials that we need to have in our remote control, because it defines
So
the
can we make them to pretty much any size we like, or is there a minimum?
No, I mean, this is a very old one, so now with the new technologies, it's a minimally small and cheap thing
Almost
to
a
do.
keyboard thing.
Right. So this is what we need to have for certain. So as we said, we got the outer casing, which we have to decide, you know, what's it gonna be. The board, we have to use basically the same setup. Processor, we'll probably use a more advanced processor than they had. Amplifier and transmitter are all standard. So for the casing, this is an email I got from our manufacturing team. You know, we have a bunch of options from wood, titanium, rubber, plastic, whatnot. Latex, double curve. So, lots of choices. What do we think? Or
Well,
sponge, I guess, is another.
I mean, like
I'm not sure
latex
about
has a kind of
sponge.
spongy feel to it, doesn't it?
It's very elasticy for sure.
Yeah, and that would also give it kind of durability, and it's also sort of relatively cheap to cast. So maybe it's a sort of plastic, initial plastic with a latex kind of sheath.
Okay, so here a plastic, latex.
I like the rubber, the stress balls. I think, you know, that
Right,
could be
okay.
a bit of a gimmick, like it's
Oh,
it
right,
gives
there's
a
options.
hold and
So something that gives to it.
Yeah.
yeah,
Okay.
and that might be quite durable and easy to chuck
The
around.
color is yellow, right?
Yeah,
Or at least incorporated.
yellow
Yellow.
incorporated. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if we're going with sort of, I don't know, other
I think
standard silver kind of other parts or
Yeah, the buttons, like, because there's going to be the cover up, the rubber or the plastic casing, and then the buttons, probably two different colors, or if we're having buttons, actually.
So
I
yellow for the
don't
body, and then what color for the buttons?
I quite like the multicolored buttons itself.
Yeah?
So multicolored buttons.
You do have ones like plain, could be green, or on and off is red, and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, or yeah, maybe
Makes it
even just a
easy to
limited
move.
multicolor so it doesn't look too childish.
Yeah, that's true, because that blue one did look
Yeah.
quite childish.
Although, I mean, this also comes to shape as well. I mean, if we are going to make it another, I mean, double curve sounds good to me. If we're talking about sort of ergonomic and easy use,
yeah,
it'd be comfier, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so the shape, we want to know how exactly, maybe.
Like an hourglass kind of figure, is that what you're thinking of? Or
yeah,
just
that's,
like
yeah, that's sort of comfortable to hold, easy to hold, so you don't
it's
drop
not,
it.
What
yeah.
about a banana?
You can make novelty remote controls.
Well, yeah, I mean, like.
Are you going to have a banana shaped remote control? Because it's yellow.
Yeah. And a lemon might be a
but
little
bit. But then how
hard
would you point it?
Yeah.
How would you point it?
It doesn't matter which end you want. You have a little LEDs in each end.
Clearly, cost.
Yeah, I appreciate this idea because then this this will help us in our advertisement also, and we can relate it with fruits and vegetables, the people's choices, that what our data shows that.
Yeah.
So this.
Would
yeah.
Rubber
banana
idea.
So spongy.
Rubber
banana.
I mean, like.
Okay.
That seems a bit again childish, really.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think maybe just draw on the kind of fruit and vegetable shape. What else did you say about fashion? What was trying to
The fashion trend shows that fruits and vegetables, like people know.
And spongy.
You can identify all fruit and vegetable, and so it would have a stem, perhaps.
Maybe, yeah.
It'd be sort of.
Like what's that? I don't even know the name of it. Some kind of, you know, where it's like looks like a little snowman kind of thing. I don't know the name of that.
So it look like this kind of.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like a cord.
Yeah,
or
something like
that. Or a
spatula. Because that you can hold it in like the bottom bit and.
And it has a clear top and bottom.
Yeah.
So you could say, you know, it transmits from the center.
I don't know where the hell that is.
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I guess it kind of you don't necessarily have to have it sort of clearly identified as a fruit. Just have that kind of fruitish shape.
Yeah.
Then only we can relate it.
Yeah, we can relate it by advertising.
Yeah.
Power.
Exactly.
So double curved, single curved.
Yeah.
Or we can do something. We can design 2-3 shapes, and we can have a public survey. Let the public choose what they want.
That's a good man. That's a good idea.
Okay. I guess since you're the marketing guy.
Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to do that.
Okay. Yeah.
And buttons. Did we say different shapes of buttons?
I mean, for the specific functions, you know, up and down, play, stop. They've got standard sort of intuitive things that are always used.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like it.
With a scroll wheel or no?
Yeah, what about the scroll wheel and speech
recognition? Speech recognition, I think. So we need a microphone, presumably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what are we sure that scroll wheel does give ease of use?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, those ideas I saw were just the inspiration, I think.
Glad we're not doing this for real.
Yeah, I can. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well,
I can
do some user tests with scroll wheel.
And I think if this new software for the sound recognition is there, keeping the microphone.
So should the microphone be just anywhere on it?
I would put it sort of sub-centrally, so it's, yeah.
Yeah.
So it can be sort of held in. We're really going to need to hold it if it's going to be voice recognition.
Well, I can. Oops.
So let's not use the whiteboard anymore.
Oops, Daisy.
And so what else was there? The What about the glow in the dark thing, the strip around it? Are we just gonna leave that?
I still like it.
You still like it?
But that's me.
Because we've got the technological innovation with the speech recognition.
Yeah, some of it's just going a bit too far. I mean, we are pushing it probably with funny food tubes.
Yeah.
Don't want to sort of.
Especially with yellow.
Because I mean, like, if we're, I mean, how good is the speech recognition thing? Do we want to go for buttons at all? Do we want to just have a device that maybe sits and pretends it's a fruit?
Oh.
But you put it in the fruit bowl.
Yeah.
You know, and then
they
you
can
start,
work from
I mean,
you don't have to.
Everybody's got a fruit bowl in front of the telly.
Mm-hmm.
It could even encourage healthier habits for television watchers.
Yeah.
Make them bother. Make them think of fruit. Yeah.
Yeah, just make sure they don't eat the remote.
I mean,
yeah, do we
some like think of a fruit that could sit sort of independently on its own, like I don't know, an apple.
Mm.
And it's just apples, sort of yellow apples. So. Mm.
I quite like the design of that because that could sit on its own and it's quite
sturdy
base.
Great.
And
yeah.
As we say, we don't want to be too ridiculous with the fruit things.
Yes, correct.
But yeah, about the speech thing, it doesn't have to be handheld. Of course, they can set a distance.
Yeah, so I mean, like, you could actually. Yeah,
well,
get you the options.
We can do one thing. We can just have a remote control and casings of different shapes, different fruit shapes,
mm-hmm.
in such a way that any casing could be fit into this mobile general piece.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever people want, like if somebody wants it in banana shape, we will put that casing onto that mobile phone.
So
okay.
A selection of casing.
You
said about disposable earlier, people want disposable things. So
if this is a mobile phone, we will design casing in such a way like half of, we need not to have a full cover.
Yeah.
We will just have a half of cover, okay?
Like
if somebody wants it in banana shape, we will fit banana shape casing onto that. So it will give a banana shape look. If somebody wants it in apple shape, we will design that. We will put apple shape casing on that. It will give apple shape look.
Mm-hmm.
So in that way, you can have any, means whatever you want.
Okay.
Without.
Yeah. Need the buttons in the same place.
Yeah, button will be on the upper side. Buttons will be on the upper side.
Oh, that's the other side. Oh,
buttons will be on the upper side. Lower side, we will just put the casing. So half of that will be
half of it.
Yeah,
not
the upper side. So from lower, you can, means while you are holding from this side, you can have banana look or apple look, whatever.
Okay.
So in that way, we need not to have different shape mobiles, everything. We will just design casings.
Okay.
I think if you're going to have a fascia, then you want to have it so that it does go over the buttons. Because I mean, if you think about it, if they're wanting it because they want to look at it, if they're using it and what they want to look at is facing away from them, it doesn't really, you know, because that would be in the palm of their hand and wouldn't be able to see it. Unless you have sort of, you've got the buttons option on one side, and you get the fascia on the other side with the microphone so you can place it face down. And you've got the fascia, and you can just talk at the.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Okay, so.
So you've narrowed it down to half a dozen options.
Yeah, so I guess you decide on the material, right? So that spongy latex rubber, everything.
Yeah.
And the colors we got down.
Yeah.
And the shape, maybe we'll just make it kind of mix and match type of shape or.
Well, I'm not sure if we should go so far on the whole fruit thing, because I think we should maybe just take the inspiration from the fruit and
okay, so we stick with what we've got there.
I think we're trying to get to 25-35 year olds want it quite trendy as well. They said they wanted something that looked fancy, and I think maybe fruit could be a bit of too much of a gimmick, but something ergonomically shaped and organic, like good to hold, based on fruits and natural things like that.
Okay.
Because already we're going a bit gaudy with the yellow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could make it a nice pale yellow.
Well, it's kind of got to be our company's yellow.
Okay.
So again, I mean, like, we could have, I mean, we could quite easily have the main body be a different
Yeah, maybe we
color
have
about
that
half.
pale yellow and then an outside bit bright yellow with, you said, the logo, the slogan.
Kind of going round, yeah.
Because
I mean, even if, I mean, not necessarily that the whole body has to be of the company colour, so,
yeah.
You know, blue and yellow tend to go to well together, so you have the main body blue with the yellow logo and slogan running
yeah.
up one side of it, kind
yeah.
of thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
sort of. As for the energy source, you know, almost every remote control uses just batteries, but we don't have to be limited by that. We can use a hand dynamo.
It's, I think it's basically, the more you move it, it's got a wee thing inside that just kind of
right.
powers
so those
it.
Watches that you
yeah.
Can. So this might be a gift for something
dynamo?
That people really want to grab
yeah,
and shake it. If it's
yeah.
yeah.
Like,
like
with
that,
those
yeah.
watches that you
yeah.
twist, yeah.
So
okay.
if it's
cool.
not working,
you
I guess people's
it,
natural
it.
Reaction anyways.
Yeah.
Shake
but
the thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
do you think that it will be a good idea to use dynamo? These type of cells, because then people have to, well, like if the cell is out,
it does leave them with an obligation to,
yeah, to
especially if they want to use it as
yeah.
Specifically as voice activated.
Yeah,
because
most
yeah.
of the people
then they have to pick it up and then activate
yeah.
it, and then yeah.
Okay, okay.
That's true.
Right. What are the other options?
There's solar power.
Solar power will also not be a good idea because then they have to keep their mobiles outside
yeah.
the solar energy and the days when there is no solar
I'm
sunlight.
I'm with Raj on that, I think.
Yeah,
you know, I've got north facing houses, I'm
yeah.
over sun.
I think
yeah,
we should rechargeable
no.
battery
true.
Will be a good idea. They can,
I mean,
they
I
can
I
recharge
that
it.
That idea that I thought, just on the basis of like ridding them of batteries and that kind of bother.
And we're very
environmentally
friendly
yeah,
company.
Having a
so.
Rechargeable stand so
yeah.
that not only it doubles
yeah.
as a stand but for using it as recharging it but also for using it
yeah.
as sound recognition.
Like a hand, like one of those portable phones.
Yeah,
kind
yeah,
of
that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So a rechargeable battery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The user interface, the buttons, I guess we talked about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's chip on print? What's
yeah.
Oh, never mind.
The electronics, basically the more features we add, so the more features we add, the fancier chips we need to buy
mm-hmm.
and put in, which adds to the cost,
mm-hmm.
as you can expect. But I think we can keep it all on the budget. So yeah, so the speech thing, you said our research and development department came up with some breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and if we're just having buttons and the speech, then we're getting our cheapest option of chipping.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
keep the LCD screen out.
Kind of, I've just deleted that whole thing. We're kind of running out of time, so if you could, was that you? That was your bits covered. I've just
that was
accidentally deleted what I was supposed to say next. Yeah.
So
oh yeah.
Control FE.
Yeah, mine seems to have turned off.
I just touched the pad.
You just touched the pad.
No.
Oh, it's actually shut down.
It's on, but there's nothing.
Okay. Now,
we have
our next meeting in half an hour, and what I would like you guys to do is work on giving me a model in clay. Oh.
I get to do it too.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So, luckily we chose a nice simple shape.
Yeah.
Mm. And further instructions will be sent by your personal coaches.
Okay.
Mm, that's good.
Save everything to the shared documents, is that right?
Oh, yeah, I hope I can recover this, because I've accidentally deleted it.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't really help me much.
I think I saved mine already.
Yeah, can you save that? Send that last one again, please, Raj, as I still
yeah.
can't find it on the...
It was under a different name, I will show you. In shared document.
Okay.
Let the components here. So, oh. You didn't get that.
No.
I will send you.
Okay, thank you.
I will put it in shared documents again.
Yeah, project documents.
Project documents, sorry, I put it in the shared documents.
Alright, that's actually, that, it goes there automatically if you put it in project documents. Project documents is on the desktop.
Right, that's okay. But I can't open that because it asks for some username or password.
Really?
I show you.
Alright, I think, hold on.
So,
what are we doing? We don't really have to
Yeah, I don't know. It just came up on my agenda.
Okay.
Presumably there's clay somewhere.
You know, I love the clay.
I do, yeah. Oh, we forgot to talk about the weight.
Yeah, that's good.
Whoops.
Light,
please.
Light, okay. Light. And we're pioneers in space age materials.
Yeah, quite. And we're using this basic chipset, so. It's all good.
Are we done with our meeting?
I think we're almost done, yeah.
You have to keep your pen separate because I will be your pen.
Oh, oops. Sorry then. Okay, it's still been managed to get down all the last bits, so we have the chargeable and. Okay, so we came up with that, that's okay. It was supplements. See?
Cool. Fun.
Should have supplements. See, I knew that I should have sort of engineered it so they ended up making a difficult shape. It's for cruelty.
Yeah.
Bananas
is
easy to make
that. I wonder if they like literally make it sort of buttons and everything.
And buttons even.
No.
Oh,
yeah, we can do buttons.
Right.
No,
we can
separately
place some money.
No, I think that's our discussion over unless anybody's got questions. Or confusions, because I'm confused.
Don't we actually get a questionnaire? Yes, ma'am.
That's good. We'll probably get a question out of the map. It's
yes, sir. Thank you.
There we go. Warning for this meeting there. I rounded up far too fast. Where are the documents? That's not what I want.